Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So, not a lot of gardening work to do in late fall, but there's some work to do, I guess, to wrap things up from the summer.
We're just getting our first frost, and most of the stuff out there is dying, so it's time to put your garden to bed.
And what do you mean by put the garden to bed exactly?
Well, there's tasks that you really need to do. First off, if you didn't make a plan of your garden in the spring, now's a good time to figure out where you planted things so you don't plant them in the same spot next year.
Mm.
Got to rotate it out a little bit. It confuses the bugs and the fungus that you get.
The bugs.
Yeah, that's right. Some things won't die, of course. Kale is out there. It will hang on for a while. And, of course, we talked about cabbage and broccoli before. But clean it up. Get the old plants out of there. Take them to the trash pile. Some people try to compost them. But if you don't get a compost that's up to 150 degrees or 135 degrees, it won't kill the fungus or anything like that, or the extra seeds on there. So the safest thing to do is put them in the burn pile or send them out with the trash.
And why is that, other than just clearing them out of the garden and getting ready to plant the new plants when early winter comes, really? But why is it that you want to burn them exactly?
Yeah, just get rid of them. You know, this way, if your plants have a disease or have a fungus or something like, or even the bugs winter over as eggs. So they'd be attached to your plants. You don't want the little varmints in there next year, so take them to the burn pile.
I see. Well, I never would have thought of that. What else?
Also, those tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that fell off the plant and rotted there, see if you can scrape them up too. The volunteer seeds you get are not true plants that you want.
Interesting.
Now, when you're taking the plants out, like beans and things like that, clip the plants off at ground level and leave the roots in there. The roots will decompose and fertilize the soil, beans especially, because they have nitrogen nodules attached to their roots, and that's really good for your garden.
Mm-hmm. So it's mostly if you leave the roots, it's the things that are above ground that you're getting rid of and want to even burn and put them in the burn pile.
Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, all those extra leaves that you've got that we told you not to throw away, they'll do good laying on top of your garden too. The object, of course, is never leave that soil exposed over the winter time. You want to put something on top of it, mulch, compost, something like that. If you're going to add manure to the garden, now's a good time. Then put your leaves over top of it. It'll decompose during the winter.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. We had talked before several weeks ago when they were talking about taking care of leaves, that putting them in the, in some cases, flower bed, but in other cases, in your case, into the garden, that's a good way to dispose of the leaves.
Absolutely. They belong in the garden or your flower bed, and not on the lawn. They'll kill the grass and promote fungus, and not in a landfill because we've got plenty of stuff in there. It's a good time this time of year to take care of your tools, too.
Yep.
Get them ready for next year.
Yep.
Wire brush off the rust or any dirt. And here's a suggestion I just found out. Spray them down or wipe them down with cooking oil.
Oh?
Yeah. The cooking oil protect them from rust. And since it's non-toxic, you know, it's not like putting a petroleum-based oil on there to protect them from rust.
I see. You know, we used to talk to Byron Chitwood before Wayne became our regular Master Gardener guest, and this is always something that Byron suggested is taking care of the tools in the off-season. He's very big on that.
When we're gardening with Byron at the Heritage Garden in Greenville, you always make sure when you take a tool back to the tool house that it's cleaned up for everyone to hear from Byron.
Yeah, he's very strong on that. But cooking oil, then, I never would have guessed that as something to preserve the tools.
Yeah. And then run all your lawn mowers and your power equipment out of gas so that that gasoline isn't in there. It'll gum up in a couple of months that you don't use it. And run out your two-cycle motors, too. This is the only time I suggest that, because two-cycle motors, you never want to run them dry from fuel.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking there about weed trimmers for the most part.
Yeah, they... two-cycle motors use the fuel as lubrication, too.
Yep.
And so anytime you're running that thing dry, it's going to run a little bit without lubrication in there, and it'll shorten the life of the tool.
Yeah. So, run all of the gasoline out of mowers and so on. Now, there's some stabilizer products I see that you can buy and add to the gasoline if gasoline remains. Is that a good alternative, or are you very big on just...
It's an alternative, but you know, you don't have to buy the stabilizer that way.
Right, just run all the gas out. All right then, Wayne, these are some good tips. We thank you for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
All right, the seed catalogs are coming up in December, so get ready again.
Seed catalogs. We'll be watching for them. Wayne, we'll talk to you again soon. Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.